USDA's National Ag Statistics Service has released its July crop production report. Steve Wyatt, director of the USDA NAS Statistics Division, says the report provides USDA's first look at spring wheat production.
Spring wheat production is set at 498 million bushels. That's up 8% from last year. We're showing some good increases in yields in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Montana from a year ago. And then Durham, likewise, we're showing us almost a 79 million bushel production forecast, and that would be up 47% from last year.
Winter wheat, Wyatt says, is forecast at 1.56 billion bushels.
This is down 3% from our June forecast. That's still up 20% from last year's production. We saw a decline of 6 bushels each in yield for Kansas and Oklahoma. That's an area that's been getting a lot of rain and inclement weather there, and that's affected our winter wheat crop.
At 964 million bushels, Wyatt says the hard red winter wheat production forecast is down 7% from June, while soft red winter production is up 7% at 364 million bushels. Overall, Wyatt says the numbers are in line with what the trade expected.
As far as the industry, our numbers came in pretty close to what they were expecting. Maybe the hard red was a little different than what they were expecting, but all in all, it was a pretty expected report, if you will.
The report also includes the U.S. all-orange forecast for the 2006-07 season. At 7.59 million tons, Wyatt says the U.S. crop is up 3% from June, but falls 16% short of last season's crop.
We showed a small decrease, about 1 million boxes in Florida. We did show an increase of about 8 million boxes in California. Evidently, the freeze we had in January did not impact the California crop as much as what was originally thought to have happened.
In fact, while California's orange forecast is still 26% below last season's final utilization, Wyatt says the forecast is up 22% from the April forecast. Florida's forecast is down just 1% from June and 13% lower than the final utilization from the 2005-06 crop. As for the small grains, Wyatt says oat production is rebounding, up 7.6% from last year's record low. Barley is up 28%. Reporting for USDA's National Ag Statistics Service, I'm Stacia Cudd.